Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, right at the bottom of the daf. Yiboyelo. Mishomi. The Gemara's question over here is, since very often it involves spending a lot of money in order to be mechabit aveim, you have to, after all, be ma'achilo, mashkeo. Mishomi, who pays for it? Is it from his own money, or is it the money of the father? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Bein, whereas Rabbi Nosson Bar Hoshaya Omer Mishal Av. So that even though he has a chiyuv to do the maisa, but he doesn't have to pay for the food that he's giving, because the mitzvah is not the food per se. The mitzvah is the giving the care that's involved with the food and the drink. As far as the halach is concerned, Ori L'Rabbon L'Rabbi Yirmiyah, or some say Amri L'Brei L'Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kamadi Omer Mishal Av. So Rabbanan Paskin indeed that the money should be paid Mishal Av, and this is how we Paskin. Obviously, if, I mean, there are other concerns over here, which are concerns of tzedakah, and if the father doesn't have any money and the son does have money, so then in Achinami there would be a chiev on the being Machil Mishalo. Meisvei. Yes, the Gemara. Nemar kaved et avicha ve'et imecha, v'nemar kaved et Hashem mihonecha. So mihonecha, this is gzereshava. Here it says beferish mihonecha. So mala alan, just as you have to be b'chabed Hashem b'chisaron kis, even though it costs you your own money. That's the meaning of mihonecha. Avkan b'chisaron kis. So therefore, it should be that you're mechuyev to be b'chabed et aviv ve'imo. Actually, losing money on it, taking money out of your pocket. This idea over here, Lamaisa, is certainly only a begetter Gilui Milta, of course, because, I mean, first of all, we can't learn out actually Divrei Torah from the Divrei Neviim Iksuvim, and this is from Mishlei. So that basically, I mean, what we're talking over here is a Gilui that is similar to a Gzera Shavah. But in any event, he amrit, Mishal Av. If you're going to tell me that the only halach of Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, my nafkelei mina, what nafkemina could there be to him since he's not going to be paying for it, so where is he losing? No, he's losing lebitul melacha. In other words, everybody agrees that he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah, and if it costs him money to do the mitzvah so that he could be making money by working now, and he has to do something for his father, that's no different than any other mitzvah. Of course he has to do it, miho no. But the question over here is whether the mitzvah includes the actual giving of the food. And that should be mihoncha. Tashma. Let's bring a raya from here. It says in the Braita that if you have shnei achim, or shnei shutafim, or an avu bno, or harav v'talmido, so the didis podim zelazem ma'aser sheni. If one of them has ma'aser sheni, the second one can be poda it for him without adding the 20%, because it's considered to be is 25% actually, which is a fifth, without being paid now with the extra fifth that the bialim has to pay, because it's considered to be somebody else, and it's not considered to be an extension of oneself. Despite the fact that he's taking care of him and loves him and so on. Umachilim zelaze ma'aser ani. Furthermore, if one of them has ma'aser ani and the second one is an ani, he can give it to that other person. So despite the fact that if he wouldn't have had ma'aser ani, he would have had to give him from his own. So that's the whole chiddush over here. It's not considered to be paying a debt out of ma'aser ani. V'yamet Michel ben. If you're telling me that Lamaisa, there's a chi of Gomer on the bent to pay from his own, how can he be mafarts from Maiserani? So then he is paying. So then he's using Maaserani, which doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Aniim, in order to pay a debt. That's a personal debt. In this case, the debt of the chiev to take care of his father. So in other words, even though initially we understood that there was a chiddush that was involved, but that's because, as we said, that lamaisa, the father doesn't have, the son ends up being mefarnesim, but that's begetter tzedakah. But if you're telling me it's a chi of gomer, so then it doesn't make any sense, then you really are paying a debt from maaser ani. Answers the Gemara, it could very well be that indeed Kibud Av is Mishal Ben. But Lo Tzricha, what we're talking about over here is Laha Adafa. Bryce is referring to a case where the Ben is already paying, actually, for a standard care for his father. The point is that his father now desires more than would be commonly given as for sustenance. Now this, the son is not chayev on. Because of that, he can utilize Maaser Ani. So even according to the Man Yomer, who holds that the son does have to pay Mishalo, that's only for the Iker Su'ud of the father. Yes, the Gemara, if it's referring to Ha'adafa, does that make sense? If Haino Diketani Allah, then it doesn't make sense that we continue now to explain this by saying Amar of Yehuda, that despite the fact that you can utilize Maaser Ani to give to a father, but Tavome Irala Mishum Achilat Aviv Maaser Ani, a curse should come upon such a person who is Mavaza his father by using Maaser Ani to take care of him and not take care of him out of his own. The Ilaha Dafaf, it's talking about over here that he's eating more than he really should be, and demanding something that is beyond the real rights of his father, by Nafkamina. So then why exactly should we say that it's Bizoyan? The Iker Suda is giving indeed from his own. Afilu Hachi says the Gemara, that may be true, but it's still Zila Bamils. It's certainly a second-rate kind of thing to do for the father. Tashma. Let's see whether we can prove from here that Maaser Ani, that Kibud Av is Mishal Haben. It says in the Braita that Shaluet Rabbi Eliezer, Hanechan Kibud Avaim, how far does the Chiyuv of Kibud Avaim extend? Omar Lahem Kedeshi Yitol Arnaki, Vizrkenu Liyam Befanav. It goes so far that the father should take the son's wallet filled with money, throw it into the yam in front of him, Ve'inom Achlimo, and the son does not respond to insult the father. So, I Amit Misham Av, if it's talking about over here that the Kibud Av is supposed to be paid for by the father anyway, so my nafkalei mina, so what does the son care? Why in the world would he pay machlim him for this? I mean, after all, if it's talking about the son's money, then the son should not allow the father to throw it in, because he's not mechuyev. Even though the father very much wants to do this and is trying to prove a point and so on, it still makes no difference, because he's not mechuyev to pay. Elamai, the father is throwing in his own money. Okay, so then what's an afkamina to the son that he should be machlim him anyway? So if it was his, he would stop him. If it isn't his, it's none of his business. Something more, of course it's his business. He's going to inherit him, no? It's talking over here, Beroili or show, that if the father dies, the money that's in his account would be something that would accrue to the son. Now the father's throwing it in, so he's being mafsid, ultimately, the Yerusha. Nonetheless, there's nothing he can say about it. The Chihad, the Rabba, Baravuna, the Ravuna, Korashiroi, the mice of Rabba Baravuna, where his father Ravuna was tore a very expensive coat that he had, was made out of silk and so on. The Anpe Rabba Marin, he did this in front of Rabba Baravuna, his son. Why? Amar. So Ravuna said, Ezel Echaze, Iratach. I wanted to see whether he's going to be the type of boy that's going to be angry. Ilo Ratach. So this type of activity is indeed not all that insane to say that a father would do such a thing. Ask the Gemara, how could Ravuna tear a clothing? I mean, what are we talking about over here? Dilma Ratach? Maybe his son would in fact get angry if you're telling me he didn't know. And then Chas V'Shalom, it would have meant that Ravuna was over on Lifnei Yevel Lo Titein Michshol, because his son could have done a terrible chet, and the way he would have spoken or responded physically to stop it to his father. How could he do this? He says, the Gemara's talking about the mochel eli yikri. Ravuna was mochel in advance on anything that the son did. So his mochel is kavod. And the din is that if a father is mochel in his kavod, so then even if he says something that's not mechubad, he, Rabba, wouldn't have been over on Kibud Av. Has the Gemara still? What about Akavar Mishum Baltashkas? Isn't it? I mean, it's terrible. It's a terrible sin to waste things. The Amadle answers the Gemara. It's talking about over here that he tore the clothing, but Pumpiani, he tore it along the seam. So therefore would be actually able to be fixed. If that's the case, maybe that's why Rabbi didn't get angry. Says the Gemara, the Ovad Le Beshat Ritcha. He did it in a way in which it appeared that he was very angry and was just ripping things and so on, so that he wouldn't have noticed, the son Rabbi wouldn't have noticed that he was being careful to tear it only along the seam, because he made pretend that he's furious and ripping the whole thing apart. And Tosfos explains that it has to be talking about that not only was he mochel, but that he told him that he was mochel, because otherwise it would be as if his son was mechavein to do something wrong, which itself is a terrible thing, even though the maisa he had been mochel, and the son hadn't really done anything wrong. Masni lo Rav Yecheskel lo Rami Barei. So Rav Yecheskel was teaching Rami Bar Yecheskel, his son, the Mishnah, which says like this, Hanisrafim b'niskalim, that if you have people who were chayav misa, they were being held in prison until they were going to get a chance to be executed that later that day. And now we have some people that were chayav sreifa, some people that were chayav skila, and they've managed to confuse us so that we cannot identify them. So what do we do? So Rabbi Shimon Omer yadunu b'skila. What we should do is give all of them skila, because according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, she'ha tzreifa chamura, because Rabbi Shimon holds that tzreifa is more chomer than skila, and therefore we always have to go to the mita kala, because we can't be mechayev somebody else who's only chayev mita kala, a mita chamura. Amaleis Rabbi Yecheskel to Rabbi Yecheskel said his son Rabbi Yehuda Berei, Abba, you shouldn't say the Mishnah over like that, because it's obviously a mistake. Lo titnayahachi. So don't read that girsa of the Nisrafim getting mixed in the Niskalim, which was mashma that the rove was the Niskalim. Because if that's what the Mishnah said, then my ayir is Srefa Chamura. Then it wouldn't have to be, because Srefa is Chamur. Even if both of the mitot were exactly the same, it would still be typically Bishum Deruba Niskalim Ninu. Since Rov would be Niskal, so anyway, if they were both the same, we would have done Skila, because we would go according to the Rov and not the Miut. Now, Lemaisa, as Tosis points out, obviously, this is would not be true if it would be the other way around. If the Skila was Chomer, in other words, we would certainly not go Bus or Rov to be Machayev somebody more than he's Chayev. All that he's saying is that you're saying it's because the Sreifa is Chamura. Even if the Sreifa weren't Chamura, but were exactly the same, it would be no different. That's the point. Lamais, of course, if Skila was Chamura, would be the other way around, regardless of the Rov. So therefore, don't tell me it's because the Sreifa Chamura, if it would be the same, it would be Ruben Iskalin, you know, in any way we would go bus to the Rov. The way to say the Mishnah correctly, Abba, is as follows. Elahachi itznaya. Haniskalim b'nisrafim. We're over there. The Rov is the Nisrafim. The Niskalim get mixed up in the Nisrafim. And Rabbi Shimon is saying that despite the fact that the Rov is the Nisrafim, we're going to give everybody the Skila, because Reif is more chomer. Amarles, Rabbi Yecheskel told his son, Rabbi Yehuda, Hihachi ema seifa. The way you're learning it, take a look at the seifa. With a chachomim omrim, yeduno bisreifa. Chachomim say give them sreifa, because actually skila is more chomer than sreifa. So then you could say the same thing. So my area, the skila chamura, why do we have to say skila chamura? You could simply say typically, even if it weren't chomer, it was exactly the same, you could say berov, the way you're learning it is Ruben Israfim Dino. So anyway, the Mishnah is obviously not coming to address the issue of the rov over here. Well, Malais Rav Yehuda told his father, no, it's not true. The Rov is Nisrafim. And that alone would be enough to give Sreifa. The only reason that the Chachomim say Shaskila Chamura is simply to address what it was that Rav Yehuda said. It's Hasam Rabbanu de Kamri the Rabbi Shimon. This that you said, the Ka'amrit Sreifa Chamura, is wrong. Lo, it's not true. You're not being Mekel, you're being Machmir, because actually the Skila is Chamura. Amalei Shmuel is a Shmuel,
who was listening into this conversation, Seth Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Sharpi, because he's very, very, very sharp in his svaras. Lotemale, this is Sharpi, comes from tooth, Shinana, it's like sharp tooth. So Shinana, Lotemale lavuchach, you should not speak that way to your father, Abba lotetanya hachi. Tanya Risha Aya Aviv Overal Divrei Torah. I mean, even in the case where father was mamish being over on a chait, it was going against Divrei Torah. Al Yomarlo, the son should not say him, Abba, Avarta Divrei Torah. Elo Omerlo, he says to him, Abba, kach, this is what it's written in the Torah. Kach Katuv Batorah. Says the Gemara, I mean, even if you say Kach Katuv Batorah, it's a nasty kind of thing to say. I mean, Tzirika Metzayerle, you're really insulting him. It's the equivalent of saying you were over on the Torah. Ella, the correct thing to say is, Omerlo Abba, Mikra Katuv Batorah Kach. This is what the Pasuk says. So let him interpret it, but don't go ahead and say that you've been over on such and such a thing, or that the Torah says you're not allowed to do such and such a thing. Don't say it in that fashion. Just quote the Pasuk Kitzurato. Of course, in Israel, that could still get you thrown into jail, but okay. Omer of Yitzchak Bar Shila, Omer of Mat, Omer of Chista, Ha'av Shemachal HaKivado, Kivado Machul. If a father is mochal on his cover, so then the child does not have to be mechabit him, and there's no mitzvah to mechabit him, at least according to the Tosfos in Ksuvos. Now, the Tosfos HaRosh writes that even if the father says, I don't want you to be mechabit him, there's still a mitzvah of cover, and we're going to see later on that it's absolutely necessary, at least to show a little bit of respect, yikra, we'll see later. But right now, we're just assuming that there's no issue in cases of mechila. We'll clarify it a bit as we go along. But a rav shemachal al kvado in kvado machul. However, if a rav is mechal and is covered of tamei chachamim, then it's not in his hands to be mechal. Whereas Rav Yosef argues in Amar, afilo rav shemachal al kvado kvado machul. So when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in front of them b'amud anan l'anchotam adarech v'layla b'amud eish la'ir lahem. So what does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is obviously the ultimate Rav and teaches us everything about life, that he went ahead and he was Meshamish Klal Yisrael and he was Merkel on his covet, and that was fine. Oh my Rav HaKiyashta, it's no comparison. Obviously over there HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, including the right to be mochel on kovet. So the Torah itself that he's taught is his. If he wants to be mochel, it's up to him. So hata makadosh baruch hu alma dileyu. Look, this is his world, the Torah dileyu, and it's his Torah. So he can be mochel if he wants. Why not? Something that's your own, you mochel eli yikre. Mashenkin, in this case, hacha, how can the Rav be mochel in his kavod? Torah dileyu, what, the Torah is his? Afterwards, Rava said, boy, did I make a mistake. Of course it's his. In Torah Dileyu. Actually, the Torah does belong to the Rav. Dichtiv u'betorato yehege yomam v'layla. And it stresses betorato. First it says, ki im betorat Hashem chevtzo, u'betorato yehege yomam v'layla. So that means that once a person is kena the Torah and learns it, it becomes his. And therefore, he can now be meichel on his covet. And indeed, it is a very brilliant comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Wait a minute, is that really true, though? Amy? Wait, you're saying that Rava actually agrees at the end that a Rav can't be meichel on his covet, which apparently would mean you don't need to be mechabedin? But Rava himself was mashki behelula divrei. Rava went around pouring out the drinks at the chasana of his son, V'doli le'kasel Rav Papa, Rav Huda, brother of Yeshua, and he pours a drink for Rav Papa, Rav Yeshua, and they come and become they get up to take the drink. Then he comes over to pour a drink to Rav Mori and to Rav Pinchas, brother of Chista, and they remain sitting with Rava walking around pouring the drink, which is a tremendous chutzpah. V'lo come and become they didn't stand up. So Rava was upset. And the Omar, and he said, I understand. I mean, Hanu Rabbonu, Vahanu Rabbonu, Lav Rabbonu, Hanu Rabbonu, Rabbonu, Hanu Rabbonu, Lav Rabbonu, what? So, these Rabbonu, meaning you yourselves, you think you're really great. But those who stood up for me, Rav Papa and Rav Una, they're not really Rabbonu. So they have to be Mechabi. What's the matter with you guys? What, you think that you're not Mechliyot and Mechabi me just because I'm running around pouring drinks? So you see, that he was makpid, despite the fact that the very pouring the drink is the equivalent of all ekla fnehem, that he still held that they were mukhliyev to go ahead and to stand up. And there was another maisa where Rav Papa also followed l'shitato in the way he treated Rava over here, and in which he expected to be treated by others, because Rav Papa did the same thing at his son's wedding of Abba Mar, who was his son. So Rav Papa v'mashkebe lula d'Abba Mar b'rei, v'doli le'kasi, he poured the drinks out for Rav Yitzchak b'rei the Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yitzchak did not stand up, v'lo kami kame, v'ikbed Rav Papa was upset at him. So Rav Papa was upset at him. Apparently he held, despite the fact that he, Rav Papa, was going around and pouring drinks, that that nonetheless he was mukhliyev to be mechaved him. Now, why do we need this additional story? Because the first raya, actually, you could have said that maybe over there the reason that Rava was makbid is because it was as if they were insulting the Talmidei Chachamim of Papa and Ravuna Brethren of Yeshua, who were Kavan Mikame, and therefore he was arguing for their Kavan. That's what he was saying. Ani Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Ani Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan. But over here, where it was not a contrast, by the case of Rav Papa, there was nobody else that had stood up, and that he was mocked on Rav Yitzchak for not standing up. So you see that it was consistent with Rav Papa's behavior over here, and undoubtedly that was the issue. Answers the Gemara, even though kvodo machula filochi hidur me'aved lo'ikbo, you have to do some type of hidur, at least stand up a little bit, to move. It doesn't mean that you mamish have to do the things that you would normally do, but you have to be mahadu the pnei rab, and therefore Rav and Rav Papa were makbid that they didn't even show any sign of respect whatsoever. So the Brisker Rav is masber over here that, Rashi says that the kima is begeder lifnei mishuras hadin, but there's no real chiyav because really the chiyav of kavod was machol. But the Rambam shita, the way he's masbirin, is that there's two separate dinim. It's the Brisker approach. So the din of the kavod to the rav, you can actually be machol. However, the halacha of hidur, that's a din in your covered of the Torah directly that's expressed in the Rav, not the Rav's Torah. And for that, you have to be Mahadir. It's not possible for the Rav to be Merkel. And that's how he understands the Rambam, that it's be Iker Adin, and it's not at all a Lifni Mishurat Adin. Omer Elashi, feel the Mandi Omer Sharaf Shemochol HaKvodo Kvodo Machul, Eve Elamais, if we pass over you like Rav Yosef and Rav, who hold that if the Rav is Mechel, the Kovet is Mechel, but that's only a Rav. And the Av, as we said, but Nasi Shemachal HaKvodain Kvodom Mechel. If the Nasi of the Bezdin is Mechel, then it's not a good Mechel. Meis Feyes V'Gomorah Ma'aseb Rebbe Liezer Rebbe Yeshua Rebbe Tzadok Sh'ayu Misubim Bebeit HaMishte of Benoshu Rebbe Gamliel. So Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi, was making a chasa. And Rabbi Gamliel was Eimin Umashkelim, and he was pouring out the drinks for Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tzadok. So Natan Rabbi Gamliel pours a drink for Rabbi Eliezer, but Lanatolo, Rabbi Eliezer refuses to take it. He held it wasn't a covet, that he should allow Rabbi Gamliel to be Meshamish. Natanola Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Gamliel gave the cup to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was Makabu. Amala Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer, Tainatir Yoshmazi Yeshua, what's going on over there? Anu Yoshvim, Rabbi Gamliel. Omeidu Mashkelim, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Nasi should be Omeid, and Mashke to us, it seems outrageous. So it's not a covet of the Nasi. Omar Lay, says Rabbi Yeshua, I understand. But Sinugadomi, Mena, what? There's somebody I know of that was even greater than Rabbi Gamliel. Shishimesh, he was Mishamesh, regular people. Avram Gadol Adoraya. And Avram was certainly called a Nasi, because it says Nasi Elohim Atabikir Beinu, right? And nonetheless, the din was over there that he was, as it says in the pasuk, Ketubah, so the malachim who were there, he's going around and feeding them, taking care of them. Now, don't try to tell me, v'shem ratomru, maybe you'll say, k'malachei asharet nidmulo, that maybe like he realized all along that there was malachei asharet, and that's why he was taking care of them. And it was because he realized how choshev they were. Maybe if not Malachi Asheret, some have a gizik kim Malachi Asheret. I mean, they were so choshev looking. Not true. Lo nidmanu ala arvim. He thought that they were mamish wanderers, Arabs on the street, Because it says over there, as Rashi says, Verachatzur Aglechem, so he thought that they needed to have their feet washed of Avodah Zorah. So, I mean, let me ask you, I mean, Loye Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi, Yaimidu Mashka, Leinu, if Avram Avinu could take care of a bunch of Arabs, you don't think that Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi, could be Mashka, us? Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tzadok. So Rabbi Tzadok, who was the third party that was sitting with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, said to them, gentlemen, enough already. This is the issue. Forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take him for granted, and the thing that bothers you is Avraham Avinu, Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, what's going on over here? I mean, after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes around and takes care of the world, right? What does he do? Mashiv Ruchot, Ma'ala Nesiyim. See, he takes care of the winds and the clouds, the Moriv Matar, he takes care of the rains, Matzmiach Adama, increases the fertility, Orech Shulchan of Nekol HaKadosh. He sets the table in front of everybody, and he never gave the maftechot of Gishamim to anybody. So Parnassus is his, right? So what's your complaint over here, Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Meshamesh us. Gava Yachol, Ve'anu, Lo Yei Rabbi Gamliel, Barebi, Omid Amashka, Leinu, it's a big deal. Ela'it Marach Yitmar, therefore cannot be that the halacha was said about a Nasi. Rather, even in this braita, if we go and say that it's impossible indeed for a nasi to be machal on his kavod, that's only a din in a nasi. But a melech shemachal kavodo in kavodo machul. However, the melech himself cannot be machal on his kavod. We couldn't learn, by the way, a kal v'chomer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why isn't he shayach as a melech also? Because there too, says the Marsha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns Malchus. He's the one who creates Malchus. But so in the same way we said he can be Merchel, he can also be Merchel Malchus. So this halacha, we're bringing a raya from the Pasuk Nashen Emar, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, in which case it means, Tehei, you have to sum, you have to put the covet of the Melech on you. That means Tehei Emato Alecha, the ema of the melech has to be placed upon you, and you cannot be mevater on that. It's part of the din of the malchus. In which case, a melech requires emato mutelet ala adam. So this cannot be given away. So now, you know, we're talking about the gidrei hakavod and so on. We darshan in the posik also of the chiyuv of being mechabed from. If they say Vatakum, Yadarta Bnei Zaken, Tzitana Rabban. It says in the Pasuk, Bnei say Vatakum. Now, if it just said Bnei say Vatakum, Yochola Filum Bnei Zaken Ashmai, I would have said, okay, so that means any Zaken. Even a Zaken whose mom is a Rasha and Ama Oretz, and he's Poshet from the Lashon of Asham. He's like a guilty human being. Now, Tosfos argues on Rashi's Peshat. He says, because if it's Mamish of Adam Rasha, so then it's a mitzvah to be Mochiach him, and to be Mavazim, and to be Bezalzim, people shouldn't learn from him, to check to give him covet. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, it's Takmar Hashemai from Lashon Shimama, not from Lashon of Hashem. Meaning an empty person who does, he's a boor, he's an Amoritz, he doesn't have anything in him, and he brings down, that's actually the Adama Lotesham, and in the case of Mitzrayim, it's Lotavor, which is a lotion of Bor, Amaoretz, which we use for the Adama as well. And that's what it means over here. But anyway, you would have thought that you're a guy who walks by you, and he has absolutely no Torah, no meaning in his life, and you should stand up for him also. So therefore, comes along the Pasuk to continue Talmud Lomar V'Adar T'Pnei Zakein, V'Ein Zakein El Chacham. A zaken means a Talmud Chacham, as we see from the mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenamar Asfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. And over there we learn out the word zaken, because it says from the Shivim, on there it says, Asher Yadata Kehem Zikne Ha'am V'Shot Rav. So obviously these are the Anoshim HaChashuvim Ba'am. Or as the Tosfos Riazaken points out, these people, they were Shaykh to Nevuah, so obviously, since Nevuah is only Chal on a Chacham, they must have been Chachamim. So therefore, when it says Vadarta Pnei Zaken, it means it in the same case, same sense as the Asfali Shevim Yishbizik Nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aglin Omer Ein Zakein Ela, the lashon of the word Zakein. Get about the Gzeira Shava. What does the word Zakein mean? Zekana. Zekana means Mishakana Chochma. Shema Hashem Kanani Reshit Darko. So the lashon of Kenyan, the thing that you actually makes a difference to you and is really deeply yours and you possess, can only be Torah. As we see by Hashem Kanani. And that means that the Torah itself is the Kenyan. So the word Zakein refers to the Kenyan of Torah. Yochos, you might think, Yamod bipanav mimakom rachok, that as soon as you see a Talmud Chacham, you stand up for him, and even though it isn't recognizable, you're standing up for him, but you see him from afar, and you want to show covet by your actions. Talmud lomar takum v'hadarta. It has to be something that is mahadir a person, so that it's clear that it's a response to him, and it becomes a hidur to him, rather than just an internal response of your own. And that shayach only when you're within the actual range, which is Arba Amis, as we'll see later on, of the Talmud Chacham, because then it becomes clear that the Amida is for him. Yocho Yadrin Bimamon, you might think that it means to be Mahadar, means to give him things. It's like Dalot's a Hedar Berivok, it's just to give him money. No, it doesn't mean that, because since it says in the first Mibeseva Takum, just like Kima was Ein Bo Chitzaron Kis, doesn't cost you anything to stand up. Afidush Ein Bo Chitzaron Kis. So to the Hidur has to be the same type of thing, not that it's money, but rather it's an indication of covenant. You might think you should stand up for him, even in a place where you're standing up is not very pleasant. So you're in the bathroom, or you're in a public bath. The chiyuv of kima is where that kima is a cover. You might think that you can cover your eyes, in other words, make it clear that you don't see him before he gets within the Arba Amos. Obviously you can't do it after you're already chayav. And then people will say, okay, you can stand up, he's not seeing him. Nothing wrong. That doesn't mean you have to go out of your way to be mechavim. No, you have to go up to takum v'yoreta. In other words, you have to get up and be yorei from Hashem. So the yorei mi'alokecha is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of your intent, which is Dovar HaMasur Lalev, somebody that is in the heart, something in the heart, even when other people don't know, Shinema V'yareitam Elokecha. So anything like that is be fearful, in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows your thoughts. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin Lezaken Shelo Yatriach. Nonetheless, how do we know that the Zaken should be careful not to get people to do this type of hidur and try to avoid being matriach b'tzibur? Talmud Lomar put together the hadarta pnei zakein, zakein v'yoreitam elech. The zakein also has to be yore, meaning that he should be careful not to be matriach. He too should be fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isi ben Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, who said that zakein hashma is not to be mechubad. And he says, no, the point over here is seva. Ne seva takum any seva. That's why the Torah is functioning on his hair. Seva is a word, I mean, it means an older person. It means the white-haired man. And that is something that is so biological and physical. So if you quote seva b'mash, but wherever you see seva, there needs to be the response of, even to a goy. Okay, that's what the, at least in the Sefer Yireim, Tosus writes that it can't mean kima mipnei seva, even when it's a goy, because the context of the Torah is essentially the context of speaking to Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan actually says in Masechet Kedushin, Halacha Kisi ben Yehuda, and this is the way that with Paskin, and this lashon over there is, take a look and imagine. Kama patkai ade aleihud gava. Imagine how many adventures in life, how much he has seen, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's actions, and on that level, He must be makir things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore is roit to the covet of humanity who has that potential. And that's how the Chinuch is masbir the issue of the Psak. This is in Mitzvah Reishon and Zayin. Because he's roit for covet, unless he's a Baal Averus, because then he was meneah himself from covet. He's not a Baal Averus, he's a human being who is Nivra B'Tselem, and who has the Das, to be Makir as Beirek, and has already passed most of his life, and therefore has a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, is roy for covet.
Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said that Zakein is the word Mishikanach Chachmah. I mean, basically, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama, right? In Zakein HaLachacham. Do they disagree in any way?
Yes, says the Gemara, they do. Ike b'inah yonik v'chachim. Nafkamina is that if you learn it out as the Tanakhama does from the Shivim Zakenim, so then yonik v'chachim lo. The Shivim Zakenim were actual Zakenim. And therefore, it's with this seva, who the zikna of the chacham, that one should stand, and not a youngster who is a chacham. So zikneham is a kenim and yaduim. A youngster is not yet established a reputation to be zaken v'yadua. Masha enken, the other approach, in which case we would hold, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learns it out from the word zeshek, anach chokhmah, has nothing to do with his age. Because according to him, Savar, afilu yonik v'chakim, even though he's a youngster, but he was kena chokhmah, you'd have to stand up for him. My time in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili learn it out from Zakein, even a youngster? Amar lecha, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Isak etach kedomer tanakam, if you hold that it's only a din of Seva and Zakein, so then Maishna de Palgino Rachmana, why did the Torah split it into two things? Lameima, da, I love, it's clearly two different people. The Zakein is one thing, the Seva is another thing. So a Seva is an elder person. A Zakein is any person who's going to Chacham. Shema mina filo yonik v'chachim. Therefore, it's got to be that I'm right. It's either way. Whereas the Tanakhama's solution to this is that the Torah splits it into two. Mishum deboi l'mitzvah zakein v'yareisa. It's because we wanted to stress that we need to place a stop between the first part of the pasuk and the Zakein, to tell me that the Zakein also should be Yoresa, and therefore the Zakein has to be Yoresa. Otherwise, if we would have written it together, Mipnei Seva Takum, or rather, Mipnei Seva Zakein Takum Vahadarta, Vyoresa Mialokecha, the word Zakein would not have been next to the word Vyoresa. However, as it is now, works out that indeed we can learn out the din that the Zakein shouldn't be Matriach. And that would explain it. The Tanakhama, and what's this for the Tanakhama who says that there's no din of Kima from a child who's a Chocha? My timer. No. The Tanakhama, and what does the Tanakhama do with this? Why do they say not to stand up for a Talmud Chacham Tzayir? My time, huh? Because they say, if there's two separate chiyuvim in this pasuk, one in terms of seva and one in terms of zake, the seva could be anybody, so then, in kein nichtav rachmana, why did the Torah change its laws? You should write kima or yidur for both. You say, mipnei seva takum v'adarta and takum v'adarta pnei zake. So obviously it wants us to put together kima and yidur. The Torah is obviously relying on the two things to be put together, kima and hidur. And therefore, it must be that it's all one person.